I think last week, I'm sorry. I think last week we had a good start. Getting the run established and sticking with the run. You know, we didn't have, you know, a lot of plays that was putting us in favorable downs, but we stuck with it. And when the run opportunities and the run lanes were there, we as a group took advantage of that, made some good hay, putting us in manageable situations on third down, in which we were able to establish some drives and get in the red zone and score touchdowns.
Steven, was last week an example of just kind of strength by reps of just getting better with each carry?
Well, I mean, running game is a patient man's game, so that's the first thing. And I think a lot of times human nature is if something's not working or you're not getting something out of it that you want, you tend to, you know, try to find another area. So we were very patient. Team showed a lot of resilience, and we as a running back group and as a running core as a whole did a good job of you know, making the most out of a lot of situations.
How important was it, you know, when you scored, you were very emotional. This seems to be a passionate team. You haven't had a lot of moments where you can do that. How big was that to, you know, bring some energy, you know, besides executing just the plays?
Well, on the road, you definitely have to bring your own energy. And especially this last game, we were in neutral ground. So energy and focus was something that we kind of talked about all week that we were going to have to bring. We couldn't, you know, try to wait to see how the opponent was going to play, but we had to come out and set the tempo ourselves. What I was impressed with the most is that we went down 14-0 and was able to battle back to force overtime and eventually win the game.
You mentioned that being a neutral site atmosphere. How do you do that same type of thing now with a place like Lambeau where you know everybody there is in green and gold?
Green Bay, you know, one, they're fighting for their playoff life right now, so they're going to play with a lot of emotion. They have a great fan base that travels, and with them being home, is even more reason to think why they're going to be behind their team, supporting them. So we have to block out the crowd noise, make sure that we focus and know the game plan like the back of our hand. So if we're uncertain about some things that, you know, we've put enough repetition and practice and through the work week and the film study that we'll know and how to react to it, and so we can block out the crowd noise.
What do you see from A.J. Hawk and Matthews?
They're very active defense. I mean, they have playmakers all over the board on their defense side of the ball. You know, they play with a lot of energy, and we just got to match it.
Was last week a true indicator of this offense, what you expected it to be?
I think we can always get better. There's a lot of plays out there that, you know, we didn't do correctly, but we were able to overcome, and that's what you want to see. Guys able to make mistakes but put it behind them and continue and focus on the next play.